Kunti recited the magic words to invoke Lord Surya and Karna was born. That is why Karna was Lord Surya's son. Arjun too was Kunti's son, but he was born with Lord Indra's blessings, hence Arjun was Lord Indra's son. Indra and Surya both wished for their sons to be victorious in battle. One night, while deep in sleep, Karna saw a dream. Lord Surya came in his dreams and said, "Tomorrow a Brahmin shall come to you. He is not a Brahmin, but Lord Indra. He will ask you for your armor and earrings, which you have from birth. You should refuse to give him the armor and earrings." Karna replied, "But how can I refuse when someone asks something from me?" "But if you give away the armor and earrings, then you shall be weakened. Your strength will be lost. How will you defeat your enemy then?" Lord Surya asked. Karna replied, "I have learnt the art of fighting from Parshuram. I shall use that knowledge, but I shall not refuse someone who asks something from me." Surya said, "Son, I have forewarned you because of my love for you. Give this a second thought. If you give away your armor and earrings, you shall be in trouble." Karna said, "Thank you for warning me. But if I have something, I shall not be able to refuse when someone asks me for it." Lord Surya had nothing more to say. "Fine, do as you wish." Saying this, he went away. Karna woke up. The dream was over. Indra was afraid that Karna would surely defeat Arjun in the Kaurav Pandav war. He then had an idea. Indra knew of Karna's generous nature. Disguising himself as a Brahmin, Indra went to Karna. On reaching Karna's house, the Brahmin said, "Karna, I'm in need of something." Karna came out and asked, "What should I give you, O Brahmin? Should I give you 100 gold coins for your son's thread ceremony, or 1,000 gold coins for your daughter's wedding? Or do you want cows?" On hearing Karna's question, Indra slyly said, "I want none of these. I want the armor and the earrings that you have since birth. That is all I want." Karna remembered his dream. As Lord Surya had foretold, a Brahmin really had come to him and was asking for his armor and earrings. This Brahmin was Lord Indra himself. Karna folded his hands and said to Lord Indra, who was in the guise of a Brahmin, "O Brahmin, what will you do with my armor and earrings? Instead, let me win the entire earth for you. Is that fine?" Indra said, "No, no, I have no need of the earth. I want only your armor and earrings. Will you give them to me?" Karna looked at Lord Indra and said, "You are Lord Indra. You have asked me for my armor and earrings. I am blessed. Here they are." Without a second thought, Karna removed the armor and earrings from his body. The armor and earrings were a part of Karna's body. On removing them, he started bleeding profusely. But this did not deter Karna. He readily gave his armor and earrings to the Brahmin at his door. Indra was astonished. He said to Karna, "Lord Surya had warned you about me beforehand. Yet, you did not flinch while giving me your armor. You are great. Henceforth, everyone shall know you as Karna the Generous One. While removing the armor, you have injured yourself. The scars from these injuries will not be visible. I give to you a power called Vasavi. You shall be able to use that power against any warrior in battle. You can ask me for anything you want. Karna said,